Yo, what is up, heroes? This is James. Look, I have a whole lot to show you. We're going to start off with this clip. Now, this clip is from, you're going to have to see it yourself.
About virginity and people clinging to this some kind of definition of virginity because they've been taught a lot of abstinence only, especially where I live and maybe where you live too. But the data shows that abstinence only education isn't working. It hasn't worked. It's probably the sex education that my mamaw had, and she had 6 kids. So most of them were unplanned. So here in Appalachia, we have a much higher unplanned pregnancy rate than the national average. Well over half of all pregnancies here are unplanned. One of the reasons that unplanned pregnancies are so difficult here, I am a good 4 hours from our state's one and only abortion clinic.
So that's the reason, huh? That is the reason. That is the reason. Roll the intro. Hello, bros. It's time for that hero stuff, bro. This is the most ridiculous thing I've heard in my life. Now, this lady is named Tanya Turner. Tanya Turner. Now, I first saw this clip, or a part of her clip, on Matt Walsh's show, from that Matt Walsh, the Matt Walsh show. on the Matt Walsh show for the Daily Wire. I don't know why I'm trying to mix up things. So I first saw this back then, today, when I was watching today, and it threw me for a loop. So today we're going to talk about today, again, the Isaiah chapter 5 verse 20, calling good evil and evil good. And I'm going to read it to you right now, so you don't think I'm making it up. Here we go. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 20, it says, "Woe to those who call good evil, who call evil good and good evil, who put light for darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." The first thing this lady said, Tanya, and I'm gonna stick on her for a half a second. I'm gonna drop my bookmark. Tanya put out there was that virginity and abstinence programs didn't work because her mom or her grandma was a floozy. Yeah. Since your grandma and your grandpa, or whoever she slept with, was fornicating, that means the whole abstinence program is wrong. Now, there are some other things that they talked about, and I'm a show you, because she's not alone. She's a part of a group of witches. She's part of a group of witches, and I'm gonna show you that right about now.
Impulsive news to come out of the grooming world this week. I think that title belongs to this, as reported by the Post Millennial. It says, "A virtual summer camp aimed at people of all ages in rural Appalachia has been revealed to have taught people, including children, about masturbation, gender diversity, self-managed abortions, and more over the summer of 2021. The so-called Sexy Summer Camp, put on by Sexy Sex Ed, was held in July and August of last year on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Sexy Sex Ed puts on workshops where they discuss, quote, compels teenagers and people of all ages to openly discuss personal and political consent, sexual safety, and anatomy. Using visual and performance art, open dialogue, and popular education methods, Sexy Sex Ed fills a vital gap in the reproductive education as a creative cultural healing solution in rural Appalachia." Now,
I'm not saying, look, this is, there's so much more. Let me fast forward a little bit so you can see what these ladies look like and how they're describing themselves. I'm gonna back up a little bit because I don't want to mess it up for you. How they're describing themselves. I'm gonna push play so you can hear a little bit of it.
Including images of the women who are running this pedophile workshop. And you can see the images there. He reports, these women are running a sexy summer camp for children in rural Kentucky with lessons on sex liberation, gender exploration, BDSM, being a sex worker, self-managed abortions, and sexual activity while using licit and illicit drugs. The founder is a woman named Tanya Turner, and she identifies herself as a femme, fat, queer, magical pleasure worker, educator, and artist. She also self-identifies as a witch. And I have no problem with that self-identification.
Yo, she self-identifies as a witch. She self-identifies as a witch. So what is the big deal? What is the big deal? You do see the problem, right? You do see the problem when the Bible says is the spoil the goods, the spoil the strong man's good, you have the first bind up the strong man. And what has happened is there's been a binding of the strong man, or strong men in particular. So this book right here, It's Good to Be a Man by Michael Foster and Dominic Tennant, page 75. It says toxic masculinity is what you find in the sons of the devil, but serpents have daughters too. But the serpent has daughters too. Toxic sexuality exists for both sexes. In both cases, it takes the form of a spiritual subversion of God's design. Just as there's really there really is toxic masculinity or wicked patriarchy, there is also toxic femininity. The creation mandate was for both sexes. Thus, as it is subverted by men in the fall, is also subverted by women. In both cases, the subversion is along sexual lines. There are sins common to men, and there are sins common to women. This is a great book, by the way. You should get this. I'm not sponsored by them, but you should get this book. It's an amazing book, straight to the point. And it's talking about, it's good to be a man. It doesn't talk about being a husband. It doesn't talk about being a father. It talks about it's good to be a man by Michael Foster and Dominic Tennant, or non-Tennant. This, it bothered me so, because this is your brain on feminism, right? So her, there's another clip I'm going to show you in a little bit. There's another clip of her talking about how she... You know, first off, she's a witch, and there's four of them. If you didn't know, there's four different women, north, south, east, west. That's how witches do their thing. But anyway, she's talking about in this other clip I'm about to show you, she's talking about how she encourages masturbation for all ages, And this is
Pedoville appeared in an instructional video that, as far as I know, is part of this camp, where, or at least she's talking about her own views on things. And she appears in this video talking about the wonders of masturbation for children of all ages.
You know, like, get down with yourself, explore your own body. Masturbation is really healthy, and I recommend it to people of all ages. All ages. As soon as my nephews could talk, they were doing that.
I can't even finish it. Do you realize the sickness there is in somebody's mind to say that babies should pleasure themselves? But this is what happens when men are out of line, then women get out of line. It says it in Romans 1. Oh my goodness. Weak men create this. And it's time for a strong man to stand up and correct it. Weak men create this situation where she's She's able to say whatever she wants, right? She's not in jail. Now think about, the shoe was on the other foot and it was a man doing this, right? She's not in jail at all, but she should be. But she should be, right? She's not in jail. There's nothing going on with her. She's getting celebrated. It seems like there's only one side talking about this. How long ago was this video? Let me check. How long was this video? This was just in, this premiered March 9th. This premiered yesterday. This video premiered yesterday. Oh my goodness. This is insane. So this, and there's not a lot of people talking about it. We should be up in arms. And I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say, but I know the solution. The solution to this is men being men. Men picking up the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, and storming the gates of hell, because the gates of hell will not prevail against it, against the church. The man protecting your families, protecting your families, protecting your churches, then protecting your community, then protecting your county. It's up to men, because obviously, this lady ain't gonna do it. Toxic femininity. Your brain on feminism. And there's some guys that supporting that, right? There's some male feminists out there, or guys just waiting their time for them to sleep with some blue-haired lady. But these are when men are not on their post. When men are not on their post, you see it in Genesis chapter 3. When Adam was not doing what he's supposed to do, this, then the serpent is able to talk to the woman and get her to usurp her authority. And this lady also explains later on that she was got a teaching job, and instead of teaching what she was supposed to teach, you always will bring up human sexuality. She always will bring up sexual education. She always will bring that type stuff up. Now you telling me if a man were to do that, that they would still be allowed to teach and have a YouTube channel? She's able to have a YouTube channel, but my friend Alfonso Rachel is not able to have a YouTube channel. Oh, this is, and she did a camp, and she's talking about kids masturbating at any age and teaching them, and just listen.
That's what they were doing. Kids touch themselves. Kids start to ask questions, and we teach them the language for their bodies, right? That's your nose. Touch your nose. Show Aunt T you can touch your nose. But my sister's not saying that when they're tugging at their penis, right? But it feels good, right? We have to learn ways to talk to young people about this so that they know how to explore their body consensually, so that it's not.
You heard that, right? You heard that, right? You heard that, right? So what's the solution? First off, this, she gotta get arrested. If she's not arrested, I'm not sure what's going on. And I'm glad she's not. This is in Kentucky. I'm in Ohio. This is right below me, about two hours away. This is in Kentucky. In one part of the video, she explains that the reason why there's so many births, right? You already saw that part. But she talks about how it's a couple hours from any abortion clinic. So they have to get a hotel and they have to stay overnight. And it's so inconvenient. And then they have this 24-hour law where you have to get an ultrasound of your child. And then 24 hours later, you have to come back and decide if you want to abort your kid or not. Most of the time they don't, because once they see that the child is an actual child and they see that's an actual human in there, they don't. So she says no. Actually, she says F no, I'm not doing that, blah, blah, blah. This is wickedness from a self-proclaimed witch. And I don't understand my heart is broken for the wickedness, and it just came out this month, yesterday. This premiered yesterday. Like, I'm really blown away at the wickedness of the serpents of Satan, of the daughters of Satan. Of the daughters of Satan, that this will be allowed to happen. But we have a solution. We have a solution. Men, we have to, as men, do what the Bible says. We have to do what God says do. Sorry about the hiccup. It has to be done kind of like what Nehemiah says. Like when we're building the wall, biblical masculinity, Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 14. And it says, "And I looked and arose and said to the nobles and to the officials and to the rest of the people, do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome. Fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your homes." I'm telling you again, I'm reading this again for you. "Do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome. Fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your homes." That is the solution. Unsheathe your sword. Take out your sword and fight. Take out your sword and fight. You combat Satan in your homes first. Combat the weakness in you. Then you combat Satan in your home. Then you combat Satan in your church. Then you combat Satan in your community. And you combat Satan in your county. Then you take over the state. Because every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. And because of that, we're not afraid. We're not afraid because we remember our Lord, and we fight. We fight. We fight. We fight. We fight. And that's all I got to say about that, heroes. Until next time, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, and be strong out there. And I wanna be a superhero.